Hi everyone. In this video, I want to introduce some idioms and a few proverbs that are related to travel. These are all very common and for that reason, very useful. So I hope that you learn all of them. The first is on the road. And this means travel, to be in the process of traveling, to be away from home, okay? Doing something in other places. You're on the road. Right now, I'm on the road. I'm traveling. I'm not in my home. I'm in a different country. So I'm on the road, and eventually I'll make my way back home. Salespeople are often on the road for business. Sometimes they're on the road for weeks at a time before they come back home. Pilots, people who fly airplanes, or flight attendants, are often on the road for days at a time, and then they come back. How about you? How many weeks or days or even months of the year are you on the road? Some people are on the road more than others. Do you know anyone who's on the road right now? Okay, so that's on the road. The next one is hit the road. To hit the road means to set out on a journey, to embark upon a journey, to start traveling. You hit the road, right? And you'll often hear this in a situation like, let's say you're going to go on a trip with your friends by car, and there's a storm coming, so you might tell them, hey, let's hit the road now because a storm's coming. I wanna make progress before the rain and wind starts. Let's hit the road now. Or maybe let's hit the road now because a bit later the traffic will get heavier. People are getting out of work around 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's hit the road now and avoid the traffic. Let's start upon our journey, right? Time to hit the road, let's go, like this. Okay, next one is get the show on the road. Get the show on the road. What does that mean? To get the show on the road means let's do it now. Let's get started now. Let's get this show on the road. Okay, so you'll hear that when a person wants to motivate other people around himself or herself to do something, to get started with something. Let's get the show on the road. It's getting late. Let's get the show on the road. Let's start our work. Let's get the show on the road. Let's start the game. Let's get the show on the road. Come on, I'm tired of waiting. Let's get the show on the road. Let's do something now, like this, right? To get the show on the road. Another idiom is one for the road. One for the road. Let's have one for the road. What do you think that means? Specifically, this means let's have one more drink before we travel again. You'll often hear this in a situation where people are drinking alcohol and it's at night and they're having a good time, but it's getting late and it's time to go. People need to get home or get back to their hotel or whatever. And someone might say, hey, let's get one for the road, one for the road. It means let's have one last drink before we all go, which is a bit odd. I suppose if you're having a good time, it's fine, but if you're gonna be driving, you don't wanna have one for the road. Hopefully you have a designated driver. So you can use this with friends or with, if you're having a good time, just say, let's have one for the road, one more drink, like this. Okay, next one is hitch a ride. Hitch a ride. To hitch a ride, it's a verb. And to hitch a ride basically means to ask for a ride in a car, generally, and that will get you to a location where you need to go. And usually this is with a complete stranger. You'll see people sticking their thumb out, asking for a ride, right? And that means I want to hitch a ride. Actually, the verb to hitch means to come together, to tie together, to connect, to hitch. And so when you hitch a ride, it's like connecting with a form of transportation. Have you ever hitched a ride? Hitching a ride or hitchhiking can be actually quite dangerous. Another way to say this is thumb a ride. You can thumb a ride or hitch a ride. Have you ever thumbed a ride? I've done it before. I don't recommend it unless you do it in a safer way. One good way to hitch a ride is to, instead of standing on the side of the road with your thumb out, because you don't know who's going to pick you up, it's easier if you hang out at a gas station, a gasoline stand, or some kind of convenience store where travelers are passing through, and it gives you a chance to talk to people in person. That's how I did it. And I found some very nice people to give me rides to where I wanted to go. That was in Mexico a long time ago. Okay, so to hitch a ride, thumb a ride, or to hitchhike. Next one is on a shoestring. On a shoestring. Of course, a shoestring is that string you use to tie your shoes together. What is on a, to do something on a shoestring, what does that mean? Well, it basically means to do something on a very limited budget, right? Without hardly any money at all, very limited. To do something very cheaply, very frugally, to do it on a shoestring or on a shoestring budget. Some people travel on a shoestring. Some people live on a shoestring. They live very cheaply, very frugally. I don't know why why people use this phrase to describe that, but I imagine, if you imagine a shoestring, it's very long and thin, and it's very simple, and it's very cheap, and you can use it for so many different things, right? So it's kind of, it's a very useful thing to have a long string that, like that. For example, if you don't have enough money to buy a belt, you can actually use the shoestring to hold your pants up like this. So to do something on a shoestring. Are you a shoestring traveler, right? Do you like to travel on a shoestring? Do you know someone who likes to travel on a shoestring? I know several people who love traveling on a shoestring, and I know a few people who like to live their lives on a shoestring. I'm not one of them. I like to have a nice balance. But actually, Dan and I started Deep English on a shoestring. We didn't have much money at all to invest in a website and all these different, you know, equipment and all that. But, you know, little by little, we made it happen on a shoestring. So that's a really useful idiom, on a shoestring. Another travel-related idiom is off the beaten path. Off the beaten path. I love this one. And this means, you know, to get away from all of the popular tourist attractions when you're traveling. You go off the beaten path. All of the places that are not necessarily in that guidebook, that are not touristy at all, they're more local. If you imagine a path that many people walk down, that path becomes beaten by their footsteps over time, and it's very well worn. You can see it very clearly. It's easy to follow. But if you go off that beaten path, you blaze your own trail. So to blaze means to set on fire, right? You're making your own way. You're blazing your own trail. You're going where most people don't go. I think it's a great way to travel, to get off the beaten path and see things that most tourists don't see. When people come to Kyoto, I often recommend that for one day, at least, after they've seen all of the sites that are on the beaten path, to go off the beaten path and get lost. Throw away your guidebook, just wander the streets and go down back streets and discover new things. Get off the beaten path. Okay, the next one is fly by the seat of your own pants. To fly by the seat of your own pants means to do something without any plans, to do something in the moment and to make decisions in the moment for whatever experience you're having, okay? To do it without a plan. Some people like to live their lives this way. They fly by the seat of their pants. They don't do any research ahead of time. They don't make plans. They just react in the moment and respond in the moment to what's happening. So if you imagine, maybe this phrase comes from, you know, 100 years ago when airplanes were first invented and people started flying airplanes. A lot of, back then, there weren't many instruments in those airplanes. Now airplanes are super high tech, but if you imagine flying an airplane and all the instruments are not there, maybe you just have one or two, you're kind of flying by the seat of your own pants. You're just sitting there and trying to fly that plane without any technical help, right? So how about you? Do you ever fly by the seat of your pants? Some people do, some people don't. It's a preference. All right, the next one is get a move on, to get a move on. And that's very similar to get the show on the road. It means to kind of hurry up and get started with something, to get a move on. Usually, if you're going too slowly, somebody might tell you, hey, get a move on, hurry up, let's go. Put more energy into it, let's get a move on. Let's get started, let's do this with some energy. Let's get a move on a little bit faster, like this, right? So get a move on. It's a great way to tell someone to hurry up and do something. Get a move on. We often say, let's get a move on, right? To motivate other people around you to do something, right? It's very similar to let's get the show on the road. Okay, the next one is make a run. To make a run. What do you think that means? Well, it doesn't mean to actually run. It means to go somewhere with the purpose of doing something specific, right? You make a run to a particular location, right? To do something useful. And actually, well, let me give you a few examples. If you're living in one country as a foreigner, you sometimes might need to make a run to a different country to renew your visa and then come back. If you're sitting at home and you are starting to cook lunch and you realize, uh-oh, I don't have any milk, you might need to make a run to the supermarket to buy milk and then come back to continue your cooking, right? So you can make a run to someplace to do something and then come back. So there's kind of a utilitarian feeling to this, to make a run. And interestingly, you can use the purpose of that run kind of like an adjective. So going back to the example of living in a foreign country, you could say, I'm going to make a visa run next week, right? To make a run to get a new visa, I'm going to make a visa run like this. Or if you're cooking that meal, you might say, oh, I need to make a milk run. I'm going to make a milk run. I'm going to come back. I'll have the milk with me like this, okay? So to make a run for something. Okay. And actually, oh, related to that is to run errands. To run errands. That's a very common phrase. If you run errands, that means to go out into the town and go to the post office, go to the supermarket, go to the bank, and then come home, right? To run errands, to do little things that are necessary for your daily life. Okay. The last two are not really idioms, they're more proverbs. And the first, I have to mention this because it's so common. I'm sure 99% of you have already heard this one before. Maybe you can guess it. When in Rome. When in Rome. And basically what this comes from is the longer proverb, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. And what this basically means is when you're traveling, when you're abroad, when you're in a different location, you should change or alter your behavior to fit in with the local customs and the local norms of that society. So when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Don't do things the old way or your common way that you do at home. You should adapt to the culture that you're in and fit in, to not make waves or stand out in any negative kind of way. So what about you? When you're abroad, do you do as the Romans do? Or do you act as if you're back in your own country, right? Some people are different. Some people follow that, some people don't, right? So do when in Rome. So we often shorten it. We don't say the full phrase because everybody knows the full phrase already. It's kind of cliche. So just say when in Rome and then everyone will understand what you mean. Okay, the last one is one of my favorite proverbs, and that is traveling light is the only way to fly. Traveling light is the only way to fly. And I love that one because what it means is when you travel light, you can travel quickly. You can fly. You don't get bogged down or weighed down by lots of baggage. And the reason I like this proverb is because it's kind of like, it goes beyond travel. It's kind of like that in life, right? If you let go of a lot of your baggage and you just have a little bit to carry, you're light and you can fly. You can move quickly and effortlessly and easily. So when you travel light, that's how you fly. If you want to fly, travel light. Don't carry a bunch of baggage around with you. Okay. All right. I hope you enjoyed those idioms and proverbs. If you have any questions about these, please put them in the forum and we'll be happy to answer them.